I want to relate one little story to you about
Please do.
It just kind of came to my mind about Ronnie Van Zant, kind of a humorous sort of thing in a way. I was in Utica, New York, and we were celebrating one of my birthdays. And
how many a year do you have?
I have one. Well, we find other causes for celebrating, like, you know, Tuesday afternoon or, you know, it's 300 shopping days left of Christmas, that sort of thing.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Quite all right. But we were celebrating one of my birthdays, and we celebrate pretty hard on my birthdays, and we were sitting around imbibing some of the good Lynchburg product and just having a good time. And I got paged in the lounge. Now, this is in Utica, New York, and said, "You got a call from London." I said, "Well, who in the hell would be calling me from London in Utica, New York?" So I went to the phone. It was Ronnie. And he got on the phone. He said, "Charlie, I need to talk to you. I need some advice." And I said, "Well, whatever I can do." I didn't know what in the world had happened. He said, "You know that big Dixie flag that we hang up behind us when we play every night?" And I said, "Yeah, they used to use a huge Stars and Bars Confederate flag as a backdrop."
Right.
I said, "Yeah, I remember it." And he said, "Well, last night we were appearing here in London, and the damn thing fell on the ground, and we took it out in the alley and burnt it." And what we wanted to know was, do you think it'd be proper for us to go on stage without our backdrop, without our Dixie flag? You think we ought to just come on home? Or something to that. I'm paraphrasing.
He had to call you all the way from
London.
Oh, yeah,
that was Ronnie, and he did it just to make me feel good, I'm sure. And he was always doing something to make people feel good. Ronnie did. It comes out on down the road, and unfortunately, so many of these things had to be known posthumously, but Ronnie did a lot of real nice things for an awful lot of people and never did it to ever get in print or ever have mentioned on the radio.
No ulterior motive.
For nobody to know, except he just did a lot of real, real nice little personal things for people that, you know, you'd never hear about.
Mm-hmm.
And treating people real good and like giving people material things and giving of himself mainly was, I think, the big thing that he did. And he was just one super fine sort of feller. And as long as there's a Charlie Daniels band, as long as there's a Charlie Daniels, and the good Lord lets me live, it always will be a mention of Ronnie Van Zant's name off of the bandstand, because I feel like that it's deservedly done. He was a fine feller and a very close friend of mine and a very close friend of a lot of people. And I don't know how to close out on
I was going to say, to
this,
quote,
how do you say?
To quote a fine performer and a fine man, heaven should be proud.
Yes.